mushy about what they're thankful for. I'm so thankful I have a healthy family. But, well, of course, you know, I'm thankful for that. But I'm also thankful for you, listeners, and you, advertisers, because without you, without both of you, there would be no show. There never would have been a show. So thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday. We'll see you back here Monday on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. A fun thing last night, and, well, I say fun. This whole eastern seaboard, this hurricane thing is not really fun, but I did something that I think a lot of you would find interesting, and you can do it if you have a smartphone or an Android phone or most phones. Get an app and download it. It's free. And you have this, Peon or Dan, the scanner app? It's a scanner,
no,
police scanner. Oh, my goodness. It's police scanner. And rather than have to, you know, scan up and down a whole bunch of frequencies, what you do is you download the app, and then you, when you bring it up, it'll say, what country? And you go, United States. And then it'll ask you a state and either a city or a county. So last night, I pull up the Eastern Sea. I pulled up New York City, New Jersey, and I sat and listened to the firefighters, the EMS people, and the police as they were being dispatched to these flooded streets and homes and rescuing people. Just as if you were listening to police scanner right there in town. And you could do it for, you know, St. Louis. You could do it for Sacramento, for Seattle. It's pretty amazing, this app. And it tells you on the screen, I had an iPad, it tells you how many other people are also listening to that city's emergency responders at the same time you are. It was 671 other people were listening on their iPhones or iPads, as I was last night. That stuff blows me away. And it was, you know, it was obvious because I put in New York City, and I don't know the districts of Manhattan. In other words, I don't know if Lower Manhattan is the 23rd district or the 1st district. So I just pulled up, you know, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd districts of Manhattan. And you could hear these police and firefighters, it's at the corner of 44th and Fowler. You know, we need to send a truck out there now. You know, I mean, it's so obvious that you had the right city. There was no mistake. Speaking of this storm, yeah, I know we have occasional tornadoes and we have some flooding every several years, but we're in a pretty good part of the country, all things considered. And I got to thinking about, you know, where in the United States, not just continental United States, but where in the United States could you live where you have the least chance for some disaster? And I'm going to tell you where I think it is. The Southwest, meaning Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Montana, Wyoming. Think about it. You ever hear any big disasters out there?
No
earthquakes.
No earthquakes,
anything.
No tornadoes.
Yeah.
No hurricanes. The Southwest, Southern California. Yes, people say earthquakes, but when's the last time there really was a significant earthquake? Nah, that's not really an issue, not the way yearly hurricanes and tornadoes are. And then Hawaii. You don't ever hear of anything horrible. Oh, my goodness, a disaster. Billions of dollars of property destroyed in Hawaii.
They've had some tsunami warnings
lately.
Yes,
but what about hurricanes?
No.
I don't remember.
Not in Hawaii.
Yeah, that must
that's
be
pretty
a hurricane
rare.
Track along there.
I think Southern California, the Southwest, I've never been to Wyoming, I've been to Nevada. I think that's a pretty quiet part of the country there, too. The other thing that I got to thinking about this. They say now 10 to 12 million people without power, 20,000 flights canceled. Now think about this. Think about the logistics nightmare.
Oh.
And what if this had happened in a couple of weeks and it was Thanksgiving?
Oh man.
Well, and you got people traveling, stranded. But think about what's involved in rescheduling, reticketing, reimbursing, lodging. It's massive.
Yeah, Jose said yesterday that they were having to fly pilots into some of those airports on the East Coast to get all those planes out of there so they don't just blow all around the airport, you know?
Well, they had, if they couldn't move them undercover, they had to literally fly those planes to other parts
safer
of the country.
Yeah.
So now you have to also fly pilots to go
back.
Get the planes. Just the fuel. I mean, I think you're going to see airline ticket prices go, they have to go up. Now, what about this? Here's a business you don't want to be in. Who are you with? I'm with State Farm Insurance.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine?
Oh.
Fireman's Fund, State, any insurance company, can you imagine the checks they're going to be spitting out? I don't think that most insurance companies ever expect to really have to cough up this kind of money. But the other thing, to, thank you.
Oh, the power company employees?
There'll be people who will benefit big time from this. Yeah. Home Depot, Lowe's, all the construction people, anybody who sells wiring, lumber. It's going to be a boom for a lot of these people. But the hotel business, can you imagine trying to get a place to stay when you and 10,000 other people in the same area are all trying to get rooms somewhere? And then will they jack the prices up? Will they take advantage? I heard a reporter this morning say that there he had an estimated number of people who were going to have lodging. And he said these are all people who will not be reimbursed by the airlines, because I found this pretty interesting. Airlines will not reimburse you if your flight is canceled due to a weather-related issue. If it's a scheduling or mechanical issue, they will. But weather, no. The only exception is international travel. If you're an international traveler, they will pick up the cost of your lodging, even if weather causes your flight to be delayed or canceled. So the reporter said that means that a lot of Americans are going to be having to stay in hotels for not just one night, but several nights, paying an average of $40 a night. You think that's an average, $40 for a hotel?
I guess,
not in these conditions.
Man.
I don't think there are too many hotel rooms are being given up. Hotels are going to be giving up rooms for $40.
Yeah. Well, Bloomberg said he was going to crack down on people trying to price gouge with certain things.
Oh, there's a lot of people that here that are stranded. A lot of people in St. Louis that are stranded.
Because they can't get...
Yeah.
They interviewed a couple that was in Italy. They can't get back home. They're stuck in Italy. Paris. They were having to extend their stay in Paris. So look at the money. If they're there 3-4 days, I can't even begin to imagine. Now, who benefits from this? Construction people, obviously.
Hotels.
Hardware stores, lumber business, hotels. So there'll be people who will benefit. And then I got to thinking about who suffers the most from this. Think about this. You got 12 million people without power. What about, and not even including hospitals, what about all the people who are hooked up to stuff at home, ventilators, or these people that use oxygen, these machines create oxygen for your portable tanks? If they don't have generators, they're out of luck. Anybody that's in a place where there's somebody elderly or sick in the house, and now they have no power, which means they have no heat, which means these people could freeze to death or get pneumonia. I'm telling you, it's a massive. Now, did you see the roller coaster at Seaside Park, New Jersey, is at the bottom of the ocean?
No.
Oh, that's an entire roller coaster. Oh. This roller coaster has been there for decades, and it's a famous roller coaster. It is in the ocean, gone.
Wow.
It tore the roller coaster down, and they said it's at the bottom of the ocean. That's a pretty big storm. What else do I know? Oh, Aaron Fisher, once again, People Magazine, great article. Interview with Aaron Fisher, the first victim of the monster, Jerry Sandusky. Something to think about here locally, too, when something like this comes up. Those of you folks in the St. Louis area who live in a flood-prone area, most insurance policies don't include flood. You have to have a separate flood policy, and then there are limits and different deductibles on what they'll pay and when they'll pay it. And also, most policies don't kick in till 30 days after you take them out. In other words, if it's spring and you're watching the weather and you go, uh-oh, in a week, it looks like we're going to have some flooding, I think I'll call and get some flood insurance. No. It doesn't kick in until 30 days. And that's the reason they do that, is they said there were people on the East Coast right now calling, trying to get hurricane flood insurance. Nah, too late. You can't do that when you can see out the window that it's headed your way. Now, this ship, and I'm sure you saw this, the HMS Bounty, that sailboat that was built for Mutiny on the Bounty, the Marlon Brando movie. Did you see that thing?
No.
The one that sank, the captain's missing, and the helicopter, they rescued these people. You didn't see that?
Never
seen it. It's a big, old sailboat. It was built, it looks like one of those Mayflower type giant sails, and it was built, I think, in the 60s. Yeah, it's 180 feet, built for the Brando movie, Mutiny on the Bounty, 1962. Now it's gone. It's demolished the bottom of the ocean. But when I looked at it, I thought, well, if ever I saw a boat that looks like a good gust of wind, even 20 miles an hour, would rip it to shreds, it's one of those old big sailboats with gigantic sails on
it.
They just look like that in the stiff wind, they just start ripping to shreds or something. So that thing's gone. The captain's probably dead. They can't find him. And the other thing I don't understand, I saw the video of the Coast Guard helicopter where they dropped the guy in the basket. How does the pilot hold that helicopter in place in that kind of wind?
Amazing. Oh, man.
And I'm a helicopter pilot. I'm a licensed helicopter pilot. I've never flown anything like that. But I'm going to tell you something. That's some heavy-duty wind. I don't know how. You got to try to lower a basket, not make it swim. And then you have the level of the water, literally the surface of the water, changing by 10 and 12 feet as the waves go up and down.
I've seen those guys. Yeah, I've seen those guys on the Deadliest Catch, the crab show, have to rescue some people. And it's, you know, that's up in the Bering Sea, and the weather is just extreme up there. Yeah, and they're amazing.
Those are some different kind of pilots. I mean, you say what you want to about Sully Sullenberger, but these Coast Guard people, they're a different breed. All right, different subject, campaign money. I found this today. And I can't imagine having this kind of money. And if I did have it, I don't think I can ever understand why, at the age, and I'll tell you, these people aren't kids. They're in their 60s. It's a husband and wife. They're on record as having donated more money individually than anybody else to any campaign, and it was to the Romney campaign. Sheldon Adelson, he's a casino magnate. I don't know that name. His wife, Miriam, is a physician. They have personally donated over $52 million this year to the Republican.
Wow.
Now, if I had that kind of money, why would you give... I mean, what is it about getting your guy elected that could matter that much to you when you're kind of in the sunset years anyway? Just take the money and give it to some people and help them. And,
maybe they want a ride on Air Force One if he wins.
Well, you know what? I guarantee you, if I were president, I'd give him a ride on Air Force One. Give me $52 million and you're on board. All right, this kind of surprised me. I think it'll surprise you too. How many states do you think there are right now in the United States that currently allow the use of medical marijuana with a doctor's prescription, which, by the way, in most cases is real easy to get. You go in and go, hey, my finger hurts. Yeah. Here's some marijuana. How many states do you think do that?
I will say 8.
I'm going to say 4.
I was going to say about 3. 17.
Really? Whoa. 17? Yeah. California's one, right?
Oh, California.
Oh,
was,
sure.
Was, California was, like the was first before. Are you kidding? Was the first one. Now, check this out. 13 states have decriminalized, I didn't know this either, have decriminalized pot, meaning if you get caught with a small amount of marijuana.
Like a ticket, right?
Yeah, it's a fine. And there's no jail time. It's a small, it's like a parking ticket. I didn't know that either. 13 states. So we're very gradually getting where I think we all knew we'd end up, and that is the legalization of marijuana. And I'm not going to tell you if I think that's a good thing or a bad thing. That's for you to decide. But I will tell you that in the latest Gallup poll, and that's a pretty credible organization, they say 50% now of Americans, for the first time, half this country thinks that marijuana should be legal. That's huge, because it wasn't that long ago most of the country would have said, are you kidding? Marijuana? No way. I don't want that to be legal. And I want to congratulate Alicia Richman. She's 28. She lives in Granbury, Texas. That's the northern part of Texas. She has made it into the Guinness Book of World Records. She is on record as having donated more breast milk than any other woman from June of 2011 to March of this year, so in less than a year, she pumped over 86 gallons of breast milk.
Whoa! Yeah!
Oh, man!
Yeah!
To tell you how much that is, that's 11,000 ounces of breast milk. A typical newborn at feeding takes about 3 ounces. She is feeding a lot of babies breast milk.
Nice.
And I can't help but wonder. I cannot help but wonder. At that kind of 86 gallons, you got to wonder how big those things are.
Well, yeah, and then if she stops doing it, they get all swollen and backed
and is
up.
That, and is that, does that, you think, correlate? In other words, is the size of the, you know, the
aerial area
directly related to how much milk?
You would think so.
I would think it'd have to be.
Yeah, you would think it would be.
Congratulations, 86 gallons.
That's, go, girl.
Well, as far as traffic goes, everything is looking pretty well. You're looking much, much better now on westbound 70 as you approach the Blanchette Bridge. Once again, you're going to be slow on some of the side roads around the shopping areas, Best Buy on Lindbergh, the South County Shopping Center, Lindbergh and Lemay up in Manchester. Also, there was a little bit heavy on either direction, the ramp from Highway 70 onto Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Get to Kohl's Saturday for over 100 Saturday-only early bird specials from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Plus, it's the one time of year that you'll get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Kohl's, expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. This is Margaret from Purcell & Eamon, and I have a question for you. Do you have a current estate plan, current powers of attorney, any changes with your trustees and your beneficiaries? Purcell & Eamon suggests that you make time to discuss your estate plans with your family, and we can help. Call Purcell & Eamon at 314-966-8077 to set up your free estate planning visit. Change is constant. Things happen. And frequently, families in a crisis must deal with the fallout of outdated plans, or worse, no estate plans at all. Call Purcell & Eamon, 314-966-8077, to schedule your free consultation. For more information, visit our website, yourestatematters.com. That's Purcell & Eamon, 314-966-8077.
St. Louis RV has the largest selection of new and pre-owned motorhomes in Missouri. We are located at I-70 at Bryan Road, exit 216 in O'Fallon, Missouri, 314-743-3939. We carry new and pre-owned brand names like Newmar, Fleetwood, Thor, Forest River, Winnebago, Coachman, and Tiffin. We will take the time necessary to make sure you find the right motorhome to fit your needs at the right price. Financing available with the lowest rates in years. Our service department works on all makes and models, minor and major repairs, winterizing too. Call for an appointment today, 314-743-3939. We operate our business with integrity, honesty, and treat all of our customers with respect. We look forward to earning your business and helping you find the motorhome of your dreams. Give us a call, 314-743-3939 or stlrv.net.
Today is the day that you start the process with refinancing your existing home or purchase a new home at 123 Mortgage. My name is Kevin Putney of 123 Mortgage, and as owner, investor, and day-to-day operator of my company, I have a vested interest as to find you the best program that fits your situation. My business is mortgages, and that is it, plain and simple. Call, qualify, and close. It's as easy as 123. At 123 Mortgage, we are a truly unique mortgage company that puts your best interest in mind. Everybody has a different situation and needs a different program to fit what their needs are, long and short term. Pay off your high-interest credit card debt. Lower your mortgage term. Lower your interest rate. If you have an FHA loan that closed before May 31st of 2009, you need to call now. If your loan is owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, you need to call now. The bottom line is, you owe it to yourself to call 123 Mortgage today at 314-862-0123 or 123mortgage.com.
At 123 Mortgage, we make loans simple. We'll close at your place or ours. Call 862-0123.
123, we make it simple.
NMLS number 260531, Missouri license number 105095.
What's the reason you don't call a cab?
Well, people don't want to sit around waiting 50 minutes for a cab. Not so when you call ABC Checker Cab. So you see, they have a GPS chip in all of their cabs, so the dispatcher knows exactly where the cab is and where it's going. So when you call 766-RIDE and you get the dispatcher at ABC Checker Cab, they can dispatch the cab faster to you, and you get to where you're going faster. It's as simple as that. It's almost cartoonish. When you call ABC Checker Cab at 766-RIDE, you hang up the phone, and like instantaneously, the cab pulls up. Going my way? It's not that fast, but you get the idea. ABC Checker Cab, 766-RIDE. They're school-accredited, medical transports. All the drivers have had background checks, and they all show up in their nice uniforms. 766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and save it. And the next time you need a cab, it's the official cab company of the McGraw Show on KTRS. ABC Checker Cab, 766-RIDE, or abccabco.net.
Dear Honda, thanks for giving my boyfriend Jake a great deal during your Happy Honda Days sales event. He said it's the perfect time to get a new Civic. It could be because the dealers are giving great deals on new Civics, but I think it means he's ready to pop the question. Plus, with the money he saved, I'm thinking giant rock. Love, Shelley Evans, Nay Brown.
More happiness with every Honda during the Happy Honda Day sales event. Now's the time to get a great deal like 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers on the 2012 Civic. Visit your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Hi, Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. Believe it or not, winter is here. Free thaw cycles can make a small leak a big one. Let's take care of it now. Call Connolly today at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Hi there, Frank Opinion. Welcome back. And now more of some of whatever it was we did over the last few weeks on the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I watch these commercials, and I saw one again this morning. And they're for, like, Centrum Silver, or they're for AARP, or various products, erection products. And they always show, and they make it look like being in your 50s or 60s is the greatest time of your life. Oh, my God. The senior years. I saw a woman this morning. She's out walking. She's got a sweater tied around her shoulders. She goes, you know, I'm in my 60s. My life is just beginning. And I thought, what a pile of crap.
What?
Yeah. Dan, what are you, 50? How old are you? 50 what?
54.
Yeah, let me tell you something. This crap about 60s, the new, yes, thank you. 60s, the new 50, 50s, the new 40. What a bunch of crap.
Tell my back that, my knees.
Let me tell you something. people like Peon. You got about 15 years.
I don't know. I'm getting close already to feeling that way.
I see those commercials, and boy, the guy and his wife are on bicycles, and they're like 60, 65 years old, and man, they are having, they're dancing, they're out on a cruise or something. Well, maybe those two, maybe their backs aren't out, or they don't have prostate problems, or maybe they're not having some kind of heart condition. It's just one thing after another, so don't buy into that. Old is old, still is, always will be. Yard sale this Saturday morning, 6 to 8 o'clock. I'm guessing your guest host will be Bill Cleveland. And I'm going to have to check on Paul tonight. Paul Warner had a little surgery today. I'll have to find out how that went. I doubt that he'll be there Saturday, but either way, 6 to 8, an hour earlier, again this Saturday, courtesy of Mizzou football.
There's finally getting that reduction surgery he was talking about?
No, he had, Paul had penis reduction surgery years ago.
Oh.
And I don't know what this is. I'll have to check with him and find out. Don't forget this weekend, I'm mentioning it now because I'm on assignment tomorrow. You got to set your clock back.
What?
If you go to bed, I know, I hate it too, but that's what they told me. I'm on assignment. So if you go to bed Saturday night at 10 o'clock, put the clock at 9 o'clock, and you'll be fine. Congratulations to the cute Jasmine Huda. Channel 4 just signed a new three-year deal. Yeah.
Wow.
Three-year deal.
Good move on your part, Channel 4, locking up Jasmine Huda. I like looking at Jasmine Huda. Last night I had recorded and finally watched the Mark Twain Prize presentation on PBS that was given to Ellen DeGeneres. Anybody watch that?
No.
It's one of those Kennedy Center kind of things where, you know, they acknowledge a person. I think only 15 people have been given this Mark Twain thing. I got to tell you something. Ellen DeGeneres, to me, is a funny, kind, nice, compassionate. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think I am. My take on her.
It seems like what,
I don't get her.
It seems like what you see on TV is really her.
I hope I never find out that she's a bitch and that it's just all for show. So many times it is. It's what they want us to see. But I got to tell you, I get the feeling this Ellen DeGeneres is a really generous and compassionate person. What were you going to say? You don't get her?
No, not really.
I do.
I'm a big fan of hers.
I do. Have you ever seen any of her stand-up?
Yes.
You ever see the thing on Carson that actually launched her to fame?
Yes.
That she did on Carson?
Yeah.
Where she's talking to God?
Yeah.
It's hysterical. You don't like her?
No, not really.
Well, I mean, you know what that tells me? You hate gay people.
Yeah. Well,
you don't like lesbians.
Yeah, you hate gay people.
I liked her before she came. I mean, I didn't like her before she came out of the closet, so.
I didn't know that much about her before she came out. And I think when she came out, she got a lot of attention for that, and it almost destroyed her career. But you talk about somebody who bounced back and turned it around. I mean, and I've heard her in interviews say that she thought it was over. Once she did that, she lost a sponsor, she lost a show, she lost this. People just kind of turned away. And I don't know what happened or how it happened, but I think she deserves everything she gets. I think she's genuinely very funny. She's very funny. And there's nothing about what she does that's filthy. There's nothing that's mean. There's no agenda. Sometimes I don't think she even pushes the gay thing. She mentions it. She jokes about it. But I don't think she shoves it down anybody's throat.
She doesn't shove it down their throat. But in her show, she'll talk about it a little bit. And if someone is in the audience that just came out or something like that, she'll sympathize with them.
I'm sure she does, but you know what? You and I don't know what that's like to carry that around and live that life of secrecy and shame, and then to feel what it feels like to be unburdened. I think she's terrific.
And you never hear anything bad about her.
No. Remember that weird, goofy spell or period of time where that Anne Heche was her girlfriend? Oh, what was that about?
And Anne looked just like her, didn't she? Had her hair like her.
Well, I think Anne Heche, her career was in the gutter, so she thinks, "Hey, I'll be a lesbian for a while, and I'll hook up with Ellen DeGeneres. I'll get a lot of attention, and then I'll go back and be heterosexual again." That's kind of what happened.
Yeah, because she was with Steve Martin for a time too, wasn't she?
I think so.
Yeah, so she grabbed onto a couple different coattails.
I think pretending to be lesbian would be a lot easier than pretending to be a gay guy.
Oh, sure.
Because you got to do some things if you're going to pretend to be a gay guy that I don't think, too many guys would want to do.
And we've talked about that before. Certain women who've been mistreated by men before.
And here's the other thing. If you're going to pretend to be a gay woman, the stuff you're doing to the other woman, if she's kind of pretty and clean and smells good, it's not as disgusting as what we'd have to do with a guy. So,
but there are some women that could never do it, go that way.
Well, I hear two different stories. I hear some research says that most women have considered or fantasized being with another woman.
I'm trying to talk my wife into it. She's not having any of it.
Do you have the partner picked out that so you can watch? Do you know who that would be? Is it a friend of hers?
No, I don't have a specific one, no.
Oh, I do.
Oh, yeah, you've talked about
it. My wife's got a couple of friends. They're the prime candidates. If she ever decides to say, "Hey, I'd like to bring a girlfriend over," okay. I mean, as long as it's one of these, in fact, there are three of them. Any one of these three, or bring them all three over. I just get to be a part of it. Folks, we have another mountain lion sighting. I don't want to scare anybody, but we have another mountain lion sighting in the state of Missouri, Stringtown, Missouri. I've never heard of it.
Stringtown.
Is that where they make tampons?
They put all the,
I think so.
You know, they should. If they don't, they should build a tampon factory in Stringtown, Missouri. I'm not kidding. It's in Ripley County. I don't even know where that is. And I saw the picture online just as clear as it can be. It was one of those fixed cameras that's motion. What was that?
Ripley.
Ripley.
Ripping your leaves. Yeah. It's a gene.
That's
reference.
Pretty funny.
Oh.
No, they've got those cameras set up in the woods, and they're motion activated, and they do it to track what the deer are eating. It captured a picture of it. And I'm going to tell you something. It's a big mountain lion. This thing is like a small tiger. And we have, apparently now, several of them in Missouri. And I live, I think the good news is I live in the woods. I don't think mountain lions, they're called mountain lions. I don't think they live in the woods. They live where there are little hills and mountains and boulders and stuff like that. So I don't think I'll ever go out to take out the trash and get attacked by a mountain lion. And what is it they say that, like, if you go to Colorado hiking, if you encounter a mountain lion, wave your arms or something.
Oh, yeah. try to look as big,
which, by the way, I've been working on for years, trying to look as big as I can. So they shouldn't bother me because I look pretty big. Hey, good news. Jerry Sandusky has now been moved to his place of residence. Let me get the name of this place. Green State Prison near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He's housed in solitary confinement with death row inmates.
Beautiful.
Oh, man. Yeah. Those guys could do something to him. They don't care.
They're dying anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't. You know what? That's so beautiful. That's a great way to look at it. Anyway, there's that Sandusky, that child molester. Let's kill him. Yeah. Well, wait a minute. If we do, oh, yeah, we're dying anyway. We're on death row. That'd be okay with me. Congratulations to Greg Merson. I hope Paul Harvey's listening. He's a big poker player.
And
I'm
Harris. Paul Harris.
That's Paul Harris. Yeah.
What is he again?
Harris.
Harris.
Mm.
And I know he already knows this. Greg Merson has won the World Series of Poker this year, and he raked in. And by the way, this is just the winnings from the poker game. These guys double to triple it in endorsements. $8.5 million playing poker. The final round lasted almost 12 hours. I see it on TV, I just can't bring myself to watch poker on television. I guess if you're a hardcore poker player.
Yeah, I don't watch as much as for a while. I was big time into poker, but yeah, I don't watch much anymore.
All right, now I got a disease, and I'm going to share a story with you about a disease. If you didn't have enough to worry about, I guess the good news here is there have only been 700, I think it is, 700 confirmed cases in the world of this disease. It's known as the human mannequin disease. It's called fibrodysplasia ossificans progressive, or FOP.
FOP. That's you.
This 19-year-old teenager has it, and the reason it's called, it's female, her name is Lewis Wedderburn. The reason it's called human mannequin disease is it causes the soft tissue, muscle, and other soft tissue to harden as hard as bone, and it freezes your body in a permanent state like a statue or mannequin. In other words, when it's complete, when the disease has done all its damage, you are frozen in a standing position.
Oh, man.
You have to have a standing wheelchair. You can't bend. You can't bend a leg, an arm. Your spine is frozen. It petrifies you like everything is like bone. Can you imagine this?
How in the heck would you eat or anything like that? I mean,
somebody has to feed you. You can't bend your arms. You can't bend anything. It's like a mannequin. And it says the life expectancy is only 41. She's 19.
Oh, man.
And she already has, it says her spine is already frozen. And, man, can you imagine? I mean, we didn't have enough
too
to deal with. Now we got the human mannequin disease. Uh-huh. Yeah, it does sound painful, but they don't say anywhere that it's painful. It's just, you can't move. Let me get one more in here. I think I have time for this. I don't even know why I'm doing this, except I always say that every day, each of us goes through life. We walk past probably somebody who's a sick psycho weirdo, and we don't know it. Or we're sitting next to him in traffic, or next to him on Metrolink, or whatever, and we have no clue. These people are out there. Get this. Here's a New York City cop. They discovered somebody, I guess he emailed, or he put something on a page online, and somebody caught it and turned it over to the authorities, and in his, what they just say is, in his information that he put online, he talked about how he wanted to get a woman and tie her to some sort of apparatus, cook her over low heat, and eat her and cook her and keep her alive as long as he could. This is a cop.
Ooh, wow.
Where he wants to eat women and cook them while they're alive as long as he can keep them alive. He's a New York City cop. So they bust in, they get a warrant, and they find 100 women on his computer that he had listed as candidates. Now, can you imagine if you find out your name is number one or two or three on this list, how close you came?
Ugh.
To being the victim of some sick weirdo like this, folks.
All right, as far as traffic goes, man, everybody's at work or off work today, so the main highways are pretty light. Now, I have been checking some of the surrounding roads around malls and everything like that, and right now you're looking pretty good on Manchester. It is a little bit busy right around West County Shopping Center. Parking lots there are completely full, except for the rooftop. You've got plenty of parking there. Same thing goes for the Galleria. The outside lots are full. It looks like the rooftop, everything's looking there well there. South County Mall, yeah, about 70%. You got plenty of parking there. Also, Chesterfield Mall looks good. There was reported debris on the roadway on westbound 364, the Page Extension, just after the Maryland Heights Expressway. And this traffic report is brought to you by the new Kia Optima Limited midsize sedan. Elegance, performance, and technology. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiastlouis.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mizzou and the SEC. The inaugural season continues. Tune in this Saturday for Mizzou football, presented by West County Nissan, PM Barbecue, and Heartland Bank on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you want to get more out of your multivitamin, hi everybody, McGraw-Millhaven here. I want to tell you about Neovitin, a daily multivitamin and antioxidant supplement that not only gives your body a sensible dose of 20 different vitamins and minerals, but it also provides you with four separate antioxidants. These four antioxidants provide your body with additional nutritional support that many other multivitamins don't. It's like taking five different supplements in one. Neovitin is made right here in the U.S. by a certified good manufacturing practice facility, and a portion of the proceeds from the sale of Neovitin are donated to cancer charities and research. Neovitin is available at all Deerberg's pharmacies and Schnucks pharmacies by request. And for a full list of retailers and for more information, visit neovitin.com. That's N-E-O-V-I-T-I-N, neovitin.com. Deerberg's and Schnucks pharmacies by request or neovitin.com.
Tired of driving hassles? Then take advantage of this special offer. DWI, the easy way to stop driving for weeks, months, or even forever. Just drive drunk anywhere in Missouri and lose your driving privileges, pay thousands of dollars, and start walking your way to a new lifestyle of embarrassment and inconvenience. But wait, there's more. You'll also get the fun-filled roadside coordination test, and you'll be whisked away for a night you'll never forget. Officers are standing by now.
You drink and drive, you lose. Arrive alive. This message brought to you by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety.
Get to call Saturday for over 100 Saturday-only early bird specials from 6 a.m. till 1 p.m. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi there, it's Frank O'Pinion, and you are listening to little clips and excerpts from shows we've done over the last two or three weeks. Hope you enjoy them. If you hadn't heard them before, then it's like a live show to you. And if you have, hopefully it's funny or interesting twice. It is Thanksgiving season, and I don't like it when people get too corny and mushy about what they're thankful for. I'm so thankful I have a healthy family. But, well, of course, you know, I'm thankful for that. But I'm also thankful for you, listeners, and you, advertisers, because without you, without both of you, there would be no show. There never would have been a show. So thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday. We'll see you back here Monday on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Friday edition with Paul Harris here on the Big 550 KTRS. Dan and Ian are here with me. We'll get to the Harris Challenge in the 5 o'clock hour. But that music means it's time to span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads. And the news will begin in Jacksonville, Florida, where 44-year-old David James Lee was arrested on a charge of disturbing a gravestone after a cop saw him walking toward the front of Evergreen Cemetery with three bouquets of flowers with dirt stuck to them. The cop said, where'd you get the flowers? And this genius David James Lee said, that tombstone right over there.
Oh.
He said he didn't know the person who was buried there, but was taking them to give to his girlfriend.
Oh.
It's a romantic thievery. Next, we go to Uxbridge, England, where Daniel Araujo had to deliver his wife Natalia's baby in the hospital because there were no midwives, nurses, or doctors available. They had gotten there a little after midnight, and around 1:30 in the morning, Natalia had asked for an epidural, pain-relieving shot. 2 hours later, no epidural. She started having contractions. Daniel begged for help. The only person there ran out to try to get somebody to help. In the meantime, Daniel noticed the baby's head poking out of Natalia's underwear. Before anybody got back, Natalia got into a standing position as Daniel put his hand under the baby's head. One push later, he caught little Daniel Jr. as he popped out of mom.
Nice.
Wow. Then Daniel Sr. noticed that Jr. was struggling to breathe. The umbilical cord was around his neck. Daniel Sr. used his fingers to twist him around and free him. Baby started to cry. Everybody was happy. Everybody's healthy. Seconds later, midwives arrived. Took the kid in a blanket. Took Natalia off to the maternity ward. Everybody doing okay. The parents now, of course, want an inquiry. The hospital says they're going to investigate and have apologized. In Bethesda, Maryland, a woman by the name of Angela Lee, no relation to our first knucklehead, was clocked doing 93 miles an hour in her black Mitsubishi on Interstate 66 in Virginia. Police alerted officials in Maryland to the speeding car, which made a U-turn right in front of the security gate at Bethesda Naval Medical Center. Stopped in traffic there. Officers approached it. Angela took off in her car. As she was pulling away, officers noticed her with a bar of soap in her mouth. She was either biting or attempting to eat a bar of soap while driving. You kids listening in, again, texting is okay, but soap eating, no.
Maybe she cussed.
Yeah, and she was punishing herself.
Yeah.
She was not the only one cussing as she crashed into a car, drove down the street a few blocks, hit another car, made another U-turn, drove back towards Walter Reed, was stopped by a police officer there. She wouldn't roll down her window, so he used his baton to break her side window. As he was reaching in to try to get her, she backed up, ran her car into another police cruiser, drove over a curb, across the sidewalk, and onto the grass, then drove her car towards another fifth police officer who was now involved, who shot once at the car to try to stop her, but she drove away again before crashing for the final time in a nearby construction area and was arrested.
Hmm.
The aristocrats.
Wow.
No word on what brand of soap she was enjoying.
Man.
Now we go to Algahanas, Brazil, where 41-year-old Gilberto Araujo caused a little scene of funeral. The funeral was supposed to be his. They all thought he was dead after Gil's brother had gone to the morgue and wrongly identified a corpse there as Gil.
Oops.
He said the guy looked just like Gil. Gil shows up at the funeral, says, what's going on here? Oh, you're in the car. Wait a minute!
Oh, you've got a twin.
Guys, I'm alive. Pinch me, Gil said. Several people in attendance fainted when they saw him. Here's my favorite part. Several others screamed and ran out.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Then they had a little party and welcomed Gil back to the land of the living. And we finish in Port St. Lucie, Florida, where the cops got a complaint from a woman who suspected that a man was playing with himself in his car while sitting in a CVS parking lot. The woman had not seen the guy's genitals, but said that she saw him making an up-and-down motion in the area of his crotch, according to the police report. Oh. By the time the cops got there, the man had gone into the CVS. Officer approached him as he walked out. Said, why don't you think about what you're doing in the parking lot that would have brought attention to you? The guy says, I don't know what you're talking about. Sir, were you touching yourself? Suspect said, yeah, but that's because I have this rash. I just went to CVS to get some cream because I have this rash on my
Did you say CVS or CBS?
CVS, the pharmacy.
I know a couple of people at CBS that would do that, too.
He said, I have this rash in my testicular area, and then said, let me show you, and he pulled his pants down to show the cop.
Oh.
And sure enough, he presented his testicles and verified the facts.
Wow.
The cop said, no proof of you performing any lewd act in public. Pull up your pants and be on your way. And by the way, good luck with that rash cream or whatever it
Did
is.
Did he get off then?
In one way or another, yes. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today for the Big 550 KTRS.
Hope Chapel has been providing compassionate and professional funeral services for over 110 years. In their fourth generation of independent service, Hope Chapel continues to be a source of stability and comfort for countless families in the St. Louis area.
Hi, I'm Christy Bope, and I'm proud to be part of the fourth generation of the Bope Chapel family. As a family business, we know how to best serve your family in your time of need.
I'm Scott Humes, and I'm also a proud member of the fourth generation of the Bope Chapel family. We offer pre-planning, out-of-town arrangements, and special services all handled with support and careful attention to your family's specific needs and wants.
I'm Chip Obert, another member of the fourth generation of the Bope Chapel family. We're proud of our recently completed expansion, where we can handle the largest of crowds while still accommodating small, intimate funerals as well as cremation services.
When you need them, Bope Chapel is there for you and your family. At your time of need, call 314-965-7680 or visit them at bopechapel.com. Hope Chapel, a family tradition since 1902.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
KTRS St. Louis. The Big 550 and KTRS.com. The talk of St. Louis.
From ABC News.